Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. What a weekend. Wow, what a weekend. Starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I guess the most exciting thing was that I got a chance to see that there's still a few of us left who are interested in preparing and surviving and getting through what's coming. So on Friday, I was invited to give a presentation at the Ozarks Homesteading Expo. Well, I was actually Saturday. But we had campers show up for the Friday and Saturday Expo in Marshfield, Missouri, Ozarks Homesteading Expo. And if you want to go to the website, ozarkshomesteading.com. And there were about somewhere around 40-something seminars. And they had these tents, huge tents, like circus tents. And there are thousands and thousands of people there. I'm thinking 5,000, maybe more. And it was a very, very well-executed event. Cheryl Franklin is the head knocker, and she organized a tremendous event. She's the founder of it. And she is the owner of it, and her staff was outstanding. It was so well run. It was incredible. Everybody was polite. Everybody was interested in learning. And there were so many bright people there. I'm talking, these aren't D's, Do's, and Dem guys. No, these were very, very bright, energetic, enthusiastic, willing to learn. It's exactly what you would like America to be. That's who the audience was. It was great, the guests, the attendees. So, in terms of USA Prepares, well, Mike Knox was there. He taught a seminar, whiteharvestseed.com. He taught a seminar about gardening and seeds. Luke Cassidy was there, USA Prepares instructor. And he was helping me with the seminar and the teaching additional seminars with the guests at the campground. And this guy named Alan, he doesn't like his last name used, but he was on Doomsday Preppers, and he's a USA Prepares instructor in person. So he has not been on the radio. He wanted to be, has not been yet, but it's only been about 12 years. But great. So he will probably come on the air with us at some time. He's an electrical engineer, and I was there. So that was four USA Prepares instructors. It was, I just can't get over my impression. There is a little bit of hope. There really is, for those who are like those who attended this expo. I don't think there's any hope for those who don't have that mindset. I understand we have Dr. Sergey Shuley Soren with us. Welcome, Dr. Sergey.
Thank you, and it is wonderful to be here.
Great. You know, we'd like to talk about the immune system today, but I had a question.
Sure.
I ran into a very dear friend yesterday, and he has he's sitting on the on his front porch with his socks off and his shoes off, and where his socks were, from the top of his socks down to the tip of his toes, his feet were red. His ankles, his calves were red. And he had just taken off his compression socks, which are like ladies' nylon stockings, but really, really tight. And I've seen this before. And so it's... Maybe you could talk about why people wear them. So my first, my very first question to him was, are you on heart medication, hypertensive medication? And he said yes. He said yes. And I said, how long have... He said, my legs have been like this for a long time. I said, how long? He said, about 10 years. And I said, and how long have you been on the heart medication? He thought about it, and he said, about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough for you to go on, Dr. Sergey?
Well, it certainly is a good start, absolutely. It's first of all, what we're talking about is most likely vascular, possibly cardiac, and a lot of, well, very likely lymph related as well. But a lot of it is basically a lack of lifestyle or a lifestyle that is not conducive to good health, lack of nutrients and building blocks that allow the body to do its what it's supposed to do. And when that happens, when you don't have enough, then the body starts to break down. In other words, it'll still go for a while, but it's not the same function. It's not the same outcome. So what happens in this case is that we start to get into this this thing called normal aging. And according to normal aging, when you're older, you're supposed to, it's normal, it's okay to have all these kind of medical conditions, vascular, blood pressure, cholesterol, and it is the swelling of the legs, which is a predictor of other things, of course. And again, if there's a, that's happening in the legs, then it's the same thing is happening in other parts of the body to different degrees. So I would say he's a mess, but not an emergency room mess.
So, what do you recommend? You mentioned supplementation, vitamins, minerals, etc. What about lifestyle? What about more walking? What about more use of his limbs and getting up and moving around?
As possible, of course. But realizing that when a person is in a certain place, when you're in this position. There's also metabolic disorder, which is something that our, that's functional as part of the medicine. And the metabolic means the blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, but also means that there's going to be hard to lose weight, which is also going to be difficult, again, just to get around, more difficult. And then there's low energy and then typically low thyroid. And even when it's normal thyroid, so to speak, according to conventional people, it's frequently functionally low. And then there's hormones, male and female. And in general, I have never seen a metabolic syndrome where the hormones were okay. And the hormones is basically what allows the body to function and be okay. So there's first and foremost lifestyle foundations, looking at the patterns of what we do, what we don't do. In other words, it's like a vehicle. Make sure that you're putting in all the right things that need to go in, and you're not putting in the things that are hurting it. And then there's that stress management solutions, and then literally, depending on the nature of the condition, and in this case, it's a fairly complicated clinical situation, I would have to basically start to look at the clinical picture and then just kind of, go backwards, reverse the... start to reverse the conditions and the patterns that have created this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But that would take a year or more.
Interesting thing about this situation is this person I won't say he's a taxi cab driver, but very close to that. Okay, so gets in his truck, drives, you know, for hours, then sits in his truck and waits, and then drives, you know, for hours, and then sits in his truck and waits. So he's in his truck, sitting. And it seems to me that the lowest point of his body is his feet and his calves. So is it that his heart has to work really hard to pump the blood because it's rushing to his ankles and feet and legs?
Well,
is that part of it?
You know, yeah, absolutely. And this is where the basic simple concept of gravity comes in. So gravity takes over, and unless you've got the vascular and the muscular and then the musculature. By the way, having musculature, muscles, it's not just for the looks. It's not just for the, hey, I want to be fit, just, you know, so I can get dates or, you know, I can impress my spouse. You know, it's the functional use of muscles is to also circulate and move blood and move lymph. If people are out of shape, that's another factor.
So I can stop exercising to impress my spouse.
Well,
I'm only kidding.
if it works, why not? You know? Okay. But there's health reasons for that.
Yeah, you said that very well, and when I was talking with him yesterday, I said, what does your doctor say? He said I should walk more. Certainly makes sense to me. So he's got it. He's got. Well, your dad has said it many times. Use it or lose it. Is that right?
That's exactly how I would approach it. Absolutely. And you know, it's the same with brains. It's the same with with common sense. It's the same with health and wellness and the basics. If we don't take care of the basics and essentials, the foundation of what makes us human, then how do we expect this incredible instrument to work? I mean, God doesn't make junk, but we certainly are very proficient at creating junk.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned lifestyle so often. The people whom I met over the weekend, I didn't meet thousands of them individually, but I saw thousands at this preparedness-type expo. There were very, very few overweight people. Very few. Most people. And it's because they're out in the garden. They're growing their own food already. They're raising chickens already themselves. They're working a job and building their homestead at the same time, which would be kind of like a version of the lifestyle that we at the Finelli Farmhouse have. Go, 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 kind of like... at your house, it's go, 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 and they're not putting on those pounds by just watching the blue screen and pushing the buttons on the remote. So you can see that there's a huge difference with what lifestyle does. So in the remaining segment that we have, did you want to talk about the immune system and how it's going to save our lives or kill us?
That's it. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Dr. Sergei Shuly-Sorens with us. And the easiest way to remember the website, normshuly.com, normshuly.com, normshuly.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's in front of the classroom, Dr. Sergei Sheely Sorens with us, emergency room doctor. And holistic doctor. And you can go to visit him at his clinic. You can call him and get a telephone consultation. That's kind of what I do. And you can do a telecommunications video with him, like Zoom or, you know, Skype, that kind of a thing. And if you want to do that, you can set up an appointment, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And you can do exactly what I've done. I've had in-person appointments, and I've had telephone consultations. And the office is, and the clinic is in Springfield, Missouri. And it works great. It really does. So if you're on the other side of the country or the other side of the world, you can still do it. And Dr. Sergey, is that 15% off still available to our class for vitamins, minerals, supplements?
Of the one and only, Vincent Finelli, yes.
Okay, so class, you can go to normsheely.com. And for the discount code, it's USA Prepares, USA P-R-E-P-A-R-E-S, 15, as in 15. USA Prepares 15, and you can enjoy the same discount that I enjoy for the vitamins and minerals and supplements. Dr. Sergey, thank you for doing that for our class.
Oh, no, my pleasure, and my honor, absolutely. I love what USA Prepares is all about, and part of part of preparedness is also having the tools and the options. So that's what it's all. That's why it's important to us.
Yeah. You know, over the weekend, I had to say, I'm sorry. More times than I wanted to. And the question was, is Dr. Sergey going to be with us at the forum? I said, you know, we were hoping that could happen, but he's in the emergency room this weekend. So maybe we can coordinate schedules for next weekend, the next class we have next year. If we do this with the Homesteading Expo again, if they decide they want to invite us back, it'd be great to have you. So we can try.
I would love it. I would love to be there. Absolutely. Yeah,
it's so refreshing to see people who appreciate learning, and you know that's what teachers really like, students who want to learn, not the students you have to force feed. That's no fun at all. But the students who soaking up knowledge like a sponge. So, immune system. Is that true? What I said, that you know we can either save our lives or kill us.
Absolutely. Immune system is the key between self-attacking autoimmunity or self-protecting. It's like a military and the police force that is either working right or working wrong. Just the short of it, a lot of the folks are basically, and by the way, there's a big drive for all kinds of shots, vaccines, boosters, just kind of keep in mind, folks, you know, there's a matter of aluminum, there's a matter of all sorts of mercury at the very, that's the least of the offenders now these days. Just as a brief reminder, if you're out there and if you're getting the pressure to get, your immunity, you know, just to get the shots and so on and so forth, think first in terms of health. And first and foremost, think of the basics, the foundation, lifestyle, stress management, exposure, common sense, and the very last of it, needs to be external chemicals that come into the body for consideration. And I'm saying for consideration. And again, my perspective, a real holistic doc, I've got no intention of taking anything that doesn't belong in my body.
Okay, so that means no matter how hungry you are, if you see the golden arches approaching, the front of your vehicle, you just keep going straight, right past it.
Vincent, well said. Well said.
Okay. All right. Dr. Sergey Shilly-Soren, we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for being with us. I know you've got to rush off to the clinic.
Pleasure and honor. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is investigating after a deadly weekend for the U.S. Marines. Two crashes on opposite ends of the earth left at least four dead. During a training exercise in Australia Sunday, an Osprey aircraft with 23 on board crashed, killing three and injuring several others. Late last week, F-18 Hornet pilot Major Andrew Mettler died in a crash that happened in the Scripps Ranch area of San Diego, California, Presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign says a ton of money is pouring in from his mugshot merchandising. Laura Winters explains.
It's been a cash cow. The Trump campaign says it's raised more than $7 million since the former president's mugshot released by the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, Georgia. The mugshot put on mugs, t-shirts, and bumper stickers that are selling in big numbers on the Trump 2024 campaign website.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank Pacheco's with us, and we'll be talking about all things you need to know about repairs and maintenance. Welcome, Frank.
How are you, sir? But you know, I have been very curious because all weekend, all I could imagine is you at that or at show, perform Ozark Home show, and then around your fire talks. How did that go?
Well, you know, what we did. Guests started arriving Friday at the campground.
Mm-hmm.
So we welcomed them, and they got their tents set up. We had a couple guys with large vans, and one family had 10 in one family camping.
Wow.
And And so there, you know, there are groups of two all the way to 10. And so they're camping on the campground, and we built a fire pit, but it's so hot. We didn't, a large fire pit, like a little over, almost 5 feet in diameter. And, but it's so hot, you know, it's 100 degrees already. So we didn't do that, but we sat around at the campground, and we served Natural Farms our beef, and it was wonderful. So we ate, and I taught till late at night. I mean, late. And then the next day, I gave a seminar at the expo. I got to tell you, it was huge. I mean, huge. It was the largest seminar I've ever spoken at. There was standing room only. This is like a circus tent. I'm not exaggerating. It was that big. I'm thinking probably a little bit less than 500, but it was huge. And there were people every seat was taken.
Wow.
And then after that, I was supposed to go about 45 minutes or so, maybe an hour. And the class wanted me to keep going, and they wanted me to go all night. I'm not kidding. And so we left to move to another area, and it was in the sun. I mean, we're cooking in the sun, and they still stayed. And then I invited some to come who were so interested to come on out for our second cookout on Saturday night at the farm. And we were in the rain, and they stayed. We're standing in the rain, and then we huddled under a canopy, and we went until 11:30, almost 12 o'clock, midnight. So
you see how much you are cherished by our class, our students.
it was absolutely incredible. And you know, and only one person walked out of the seminar, just one. And it was, I feel really bad for this guy. He made, I wanted to know if there were any federal agents in the audience, federal employees, and he said he was. He said he was one. And
now remember, your phones are back working, so you might get a call.
He said, why are you making fun of me? And I said, and I looked, and I kind of crouched down because he was having a lot of problems with me. And you know, I only said a couple little things like, you mentioned that you're going to be retiring soon. So it's great, you know, get an honest job. And he took exception to that. And so I stood up and I looked around the audience and I said, are there any other federal employees here, state employees? Are there any more government employees here? I said, it looks like you're the only one. And he was so upset, he just got up and left. Because he said I was picking on him.
Oh. You are being truthful.
And, you know, it's he said he was in enforcement, code enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him, you know, in front of everybody, I said, so do you just read the book and apply the rules, or is there a little wiggle room? He said, well, there's a little gray area, which is exactly what I've said to the class.
Mm-hmm.
They read the book. And they apply the rules, and you get the fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, nobody appreciates that. And so, fortunately for him, he won't be doing that, you know, too much longer. He's looking forward to his retirement, which is another thing that I said. These guys who work for the government know exactly when they're going to retire. And he brought that up. I mean, maybe the 10th word he said, you know, I'm going to be retiring soon, and, I want to learn. But he left. He could have learned what everybody else learned, but he left. So it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. And maybe, I don't know, they might invite me back. I don't know for sure.
I think so, and with Dr. Sergey, that would be a great addition to it, too. But with that being said, you and I crossed paths at one time, and I didn't even realize that. Class on Thursday kind of mentioned that you worked for Sears. Well, I worked for Sears when I first started off in the heating and air conditioning department.
Was this Simpson
Sears? Canada.
That would be Simpson Sears, right?
Yes. Simpson Sears, yes.
Yeah. In the United States class, it was Sears, Roebuck and Company.
That's
in Canada,
right.
It was Simpson Sears.
Sears, that's right,
well,
yeah.
Let me ask you this, Frank. I've said this, and I'd love to hear your point of view on this. I was hired in, I think, 1970,
mm-hmm.
possibly through 1971.
1984, I was hired.
I thought that when I worked there, I was proud to work with Sears because Sears was satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And the products that they sold were good, better, and best.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bought, it didn't matter what you bought at Sears, it was fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was impossible to make a mistake buying at Sears and being disappointed with the quality.
Mm-hmm.
It was as simple as that. Was it the same with you?
Well, this is it. That company pride themselves so much. Like, we spent so many time in learning. Like, that's a miss that now. Every now and then, we would be all put into a room, and for some of our students who probably worked for Sears, because, I mean, we're still in a good age, Leo Zerns was our instructor. He was our service manager right across Canada, and he would bring in things. So the point is, they taught us so that when we went out in the field, we knew exactly what we were doing. We weren't afraid of a customer looking over our shoulder because we knew what we were doing. So, which is a nice, interesting thing for our students. Like, a service person that knows what he's doing should not be afraid and say to customer, can you leave me alone? I'd like to concentrate because, you know, I mean, you know what you're doing. But in general, it was a great company. I mean, it was just an amazing, and I totally loved them. But of course, like every good company, Vince, something happened to them. And I want to say something about the Maytag. Like, they were made one of the biggest, beautiful products. But guess what? They lasted so long that they ended up going out of business, which is sad, huh? Isn't it, huh?
It is. You know, you're talking mm-hmm. about your, you know, orientation, you know, your day one.
Mm-hmm.
I had the distinct pleasure of having not a group orientation. My first day at Sears,
mm-hmm.
my orientation was one-on-one, and it was quite an honor. The shop foreman, the service manager, not the service writer, but the guy who worked with the mechanics, and if they got stuck, would say, okay, here's how you do that.
Mm-hmm.
That guy welcomed me day one, and he said, hey, Vinny, good. Glad you're here. Come with me. Let's walk across the parking lot from the automotive service area, which had, I think, about 20 bays.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked across the parking lot to the main store, the big store. And that's when I got my orientation, while we were walking across the parking lot. And my orientation was one sentence long, literally. It was, and I remember it verbatim to this day. Vinny, remember this for the rest of your life. And here's what he said. May the job be big or small, do it right, or not at all.
Oh, wow.
That was my orientation.
It's funny that you're thinking that, because my orientation in the comment and the statement that I remember from Leo Zerens was, if a monkey can put it together, a monkey can repair it.
Oh,
and
boy.
To this day, I'm saying, well, someone put this together. I should know then how to repair it. And it's funny how things kind of stay in your mind, isn't it? Well, yes, great company to work for sure.
Yeah, and I'm livid that it had been destroyed from within.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. And here's what I miss the most about it, Frank. I miss the fact that I could go to a store and buy it and know it was okay without saying, geez, you know, I don't know. Sears would, I don't believe back then
mm-hmm.
If Sears had the choice of selling the products that, are available now, I believe they would not be selling a lot of the appliances that they are being sold now. The buyers would open the these flimsy skinned refrigerator doors and say, "Wait a minute, this is substandard. We can't we rank our products as good, better, or best. This is below good. It's below. It's way below." We can't carry this, right? I believe that would be the case. And the customers, I'm sorry, the manufacturers, if they wanted to sell through one of the largest retail outlets in the world, at one time it was the largest, if they wanted Sears to sell it, they'd have to do a better job building the product because Sears wouldn't sell junk. They didn't sell junk.
No. Yeah. I, as I grew in the business with our, who was kind of training me to be one day the service manager, Leo Sarens, I ended up going to a number of behind-the-scenes seminars, and the same thing, the inside. You would, he would promote that we should be doing this, and the inside people, the big shots, would say, well, do we really need to go there? Do we need really to go there? And in my mind, I'm saying, this is so important. This is more than you could ever spend on advertising on an e-radio. Me talking to the customer, being able to repair that and making the customer satisfied, she's going to tell another, you know, 20 people how great Sears service was. So to not be able to come up with a certain amount of money to provide a certain amount of classes, it was like, and I just couldn't understand it. Like the inside says, the people that kind of push pencils, and if they can save money on the screw, they will.
No, yeah. Frank, I know we're off topic, but this is really kind of important, class. So I bought some paint in the 70s. Mrs. Finelli and I bought a house. We were married in the 70s. And this house was a brick house. And I power washed the paint off the brick, and we're going to paint it white. It had already been painted brick, so we were going to paint it white. And I bought Sears one coat guaranteed coverage. And it didn't. It didn't cover. So I went back to Sears, and I said, I applied this, and it didn't cover. And they said, well, how many gallons do you need to finish? And I think it was maybe 4 or 5 more gallons. They said, here, it's 4 or 5 more gallons.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
It was a great, great weekend. Truly was. So, Frank, appliances. Are you prepared to talk about some of the different options, thoughts about building a house and what refrigerant system to use, if there are some choices?
Well, again, in terms of refrigerant, and we can kind of repeat a bit from last class, you don't have a choice. Manufacturers decide what refrigerant is going to be in their products and so on and so forth. And just repeating, what you do have a choice is what kind of product you buy. Air conditions, we talked about the Sears rating. Obviously, the bigger the Sears rating, the better unit you're going to get. And that reminds me, you have a Lennox, and you said yours was 19 Sears at, mm-hmm. what, 18 years ago? Which is,
yes,
like, fabulous. And that's probably why it's lasted so long, because obviously it had to be made that much better to have that Sears rating. The good part is the Sears rating is the government kind of has control over it. You can't just say, oh, my air conditioning is such and such and such. So therefore, you're guaranteed when someone says it's a 19 Sears rating that it has gone through the testing procedure. The other thing that we went further is this, well, right now, if you need heating and air conditioning, the what we call the hyperheat pumps are what's in. Our government here in Canada has trusted them so much that they're actually giving rebates for people to install to help, obviously, the environment. So, again, it's a government-regulated thing. It goes through a whole bunch of testing procedures. They get a COP rating, coefficient of performance, and obviously the higher that COP rating, the better unit you're going to get. And so that's for air conditions and heating, air conditioning. Now, in terms of heating, it's interesting. I still believe in a two-stage furnace, forced air furnace, two-stage. I know in the United States you can still sell the lower rated furnaces. In Canada, all our furnaces have to be high efficiency, 96 plus. So now, because of that, and for our students out there, how do they make a furnace that's high efficiencies? And it's so interesting when you start digging into all these things. And for me, who I love to learn, and I'm so glad I have the opportunity to tell to our class. Well, see, at one time, you kind of put the furnace on, the flame came on, half of it went through the heat exchanger, half of it went up the chimney, eh? So there you go, and that's where you got your 86, sometimes 90% efficiency. Now, my thing in my mind is, why didn't someone thought of this many, many years ago? But someone did. Someone said, you know, all that heat that's going up the chimney, there's a lot of heat in there that could be taken out. And so through design and so on and so forth, that heat could then, they say, well, there's latent heat in there. It can be condensed and removed. So what they did is they put another secondary coil in it. And that secondary coil, okay, is what now takes that heat that was going up the chimney, condensing. And, of course, when you're condensing, you're removing heat, and there you go. Now you've got your 96, 97% efficient furnace. Isn't that amazing? Now, yeah. Why didn't someone many years ago thought of that? I don't know. Are we getting smarter, Vince?
Well, actually about... maybe 1980, I did think of that.
You did?
But I did,
you
yeah.
Are.
Yeah. Hey, here's what I did. Now, I don't recommend anybody do this because it could be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But here is what I did. So Mrs. Finelli and I bought this house. It was built in 1945. And it had brass plumbing. I'd never seen a house with threaded pipe thread brass plumbing for the water supply.
Mm-hmm.
And it had radiators in the wall. So this was the first attempt to make cast iron radiators fit in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
This was a very expensive proposition to build this house. And it was a model home for a new, you know, we'll call it a development, a new village. And so they put the very best of everything in this particular house. It was a two-story colonial, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, kitchen, living room, dining room. It was an elegant house. It was a standard two-story brick colonial. And the heating system was a Peerless, P-E-E-R-L-E-S-S, made in Pennsylvania, cast iron oil burner. And it burned about 2.35 gallons an hour. It's a huge oil burner, cast iron. And I didn't like the idea of that heat going up the chimney. I measured it. It was about 550, 575 degrees.
That's exactly
flue
right.
Temperature. It's an enormous amount of waste. So when we come back, I'll tell you what I did and why I did it.
I'm very curious.
Without replacing the furnace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.